Blog Talk Radio.
The most excellent and lamentable tragedy of Romeo and Juliet, newly corrected, augmented, and amended.
he went back. Sea lime woman, dressed in white. Sleep all day, ball all night. Wiggle, wiggle, purr like a cat. Winks at a man, then he went back. Empty his pocket, wreck his day. Make him love her, she'll fly away. Sea lime woman, she drinks coffee. She drinks tea, then she go home. Sea lime woman, she drinks coffee. She drinks tea, then she go home. Sea lime woman, dressed in blue. Watch what you say, gonna get you. Sea lime woman, dressed in gold. Going home, save her soul. Sea lime woman, dressed in red. Wearing a rag on her head. Sea lime woman, dressed in black. Sleep all day on her back. Sea lime woman, dressed in green. Wear silk stockings, golden things. Sea lime woman, dressed in red. Dressed in red, dressed in red. Sea lime woman, dressed in black. Dressed in black, dressed in black. Sea lime woman, dressed in green. Wear silk stockings, golden seams. Wiggle, wiggle, purr like a cat. Winks at a man, then she winks back. Sea lime woman, dressed in red. Wearing a rag on her head. Sea lime woman, I can't hear ya, I can't hear ya. That's a little better. Okay, Miss Thing, you in the back down there with that little piece of weave or whatever y'all got on inside of there. Now, you walking around this place thinking you are something fierce, honey, but you really should go home and do it all over again. Now, how are my color girls over there in the corner? How y'all doing? Y'all feeling fierce? All right, girls. You know what to do, honey. The Revlon's calling. Well, anyways, y'all been just a blast inside of here tonight. And I want to thank you all. So, you know, if there's any sort of them freaky looking motherfuckers out there who think that they can give it to me, honey, let me hear it. Sea lime woman, she drinks coffee. She drinks tea, then she go home. Sea lime woman, dressed in red, wearing a rag on her head. Sea lime woman, dressed in black, sleep all day on her back. Sea lime woman, dressed in green, wear silk stockings, golden seams. I can't hear ya, I can't hear ya. That's a little better. See that woman, she drinks coffee, she drinks tea, then she go home.
Dark as the blackest raven, she knows it is time to leave. A hand a light leads her, cold and bold air hits her skin as the line she shares with her mother is cut. And she is breathing on her own, but not alone. Today turns quickly to tomorrow, then a week, a month, a year, then five speeds by, how time flies, until memory lets her see slowly the other children's faces, the secret hiding places, in the woods past the backyard, the old statues that guard the small stream which gleamed in the rays of the sun as she daydreamed of what the world was like. And every night, she looks up to the light, protecting, sparkling the magic upon her. So many stars, Mars and Jupiter, the promises of the future. A shooting star falls through the darkness, wishes upon the naked barrenness of youth and innocence, looking only forward to what would come next. Surrounded by ghosts of the past, the traditions and the culture that last through centuries her ancestors cast, she only wants to grow up fast and be a part of the mass. Lofty magazines enticing with images new and exciting. She sees the old as stale and boring, starving for the new and unknown, blown away by visual spices, blinded by stars in her eyes. She realizes it is time to embark on her own, this time alone.
Thank you.
People run for cover as though the rainwater will melt their ruffled feathers. Aimlessly, she meanders, taking shelter from the rain that pours into a high-end store, which at first she ignores before she recognizes the shapes, colors, and sizes of stone from her own homeland. She crouches to read the caption written by hand, "Healing Rock," and stands in shock at seeing the price tag 20 times higher than her leather bag. She looks around and realizes she is surrounded by pieces of her childhood, from furniture to books she'd taken for granted, and now commercialized and tainted. A ceremonial shawl, much like her mother wore, makes her heart sore to see it is no more, but remade to be a bedspread. She shakes her head, then her eyes rest on a photograph perched on top of a wooden chest. "Sacred skies," it read, "of the stars she's known, shining from east to west." For the first time, she sees, indeed, she found what she'd missed and kissed her life in the city. Goodbye.
Higher ground, baby. while you keep the bomb alive. The 60s is the 90s turned upside down. Dig it.
Keep my hair. Do you remember? Thank you. admitted fear of approval when Mr. Miller was about to take a trip into oddness and obsolescence to a zone whose boundaries are that of imagination. Accompanying him on this journey is the mesmerizing sound of the Twilight Zone.
Oh, you came and brought me so much happiness. Words cannot say all the things that my soul wants to express. I've been looking for someone like you a long time. No more searching, 'cause you gave my love. Thank you.
Yeah. That's not bad. Good evening, and thank you for listening. Soul Tree Radio on the Raw. I'm your host, Michael Lewis Ingram, DJ Honeycomb of Total Music Concepts, LTD. And I'm just getting rid of the last vestiges of a cold, trying to help spring get along as quickly as possible. And two things I've always believed in. One is when God gives you a gift, the best way to say thank you is to work it to the max. I think there's only one time that I was given a gift that I didn't give 150%, and that was singing. Actually, I had a singing voice. Falsetto tenor, pretty good. Didn't go where it should have went with it, but it was taken away from me, and I was like, I understand. But I got the rhythm back, and it was courtesy of two brothers, and every time I play, I say, if you like what you hear, you have to thank John Harrison and Keith Hunley. These are my brothers. I love them. And for 50 years now, Total Music Concepts has been down with the music. They're true scientists of sound, and I go with their program. So thank you, guys. I was just working stuff out here. And shout out to TMC, my boys at Invasion Force Radio at the University of Mars, and just trying to get spring and make spring sing. We'll be back Wednesday with another show. Excuse me, as I'm trying to get this crap out of me. The other thing I say is never let anyone steal your joy. Stuff that you're good at, strive to be your best at. And no matter what people put in front of you in terms of impediments and things of that ilk, shrug it off. You know, you'll know who the real ones are when the smoke clears. And here I am sitting. My prostate is about the size of a frying pan. And I'm like, yeah, who wants to love me now? But we do the best we can. Anyway, we see you Wednesday. Take care and ciao for now.